Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And a very good morning to you on this Wednesday, the 15th of May. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. Thank you to Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. And a massive shout out, as I say, good morning to you, Mark Bickley. GJ Gardner Homes, rated number one by those who matter most, the families they build for. It's a beautiful morning. Cold this morning. Oh, it's cold.
A little bit crisp, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I like it. What we've noticed here in Studio Lumo, we arrive into the studio every morning. There's been work done for the past, over 12 months now?
Probably 15 months.
It's like playing Tetris when you need to try and make your way into this building, because we've got passes that swipe. There's a milkman who waits for us to open the door.
To drop the milk off to the cafe.
And we think, what happens if we don't do that? Does the cafe get the milk?
Mm.
There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on early in the morning.
And there's often the doorways are sort of blocked off.
Yes.
Barricades, because they're doing work above it. So yeah, we have to sort of find our way in and other various means.
Mm. How'd you go yesterday? Good day yesterday?
I'm trying to think what I did yesterday. Footy training last night.
So yeah.
Took some footy training, which was good.
Emmanuel,
yeah.
This after the 10-goal defeat to St Michael's.
It wasn't a 10 goals, a couple of goals.
Okay.
Worked on a few things. We play the top side this week.
Who's the top side?
Sacred Heart of Matthew Pavlich sort of fame.
Oh, so you've gone from the Western Derby to now the Southern Derby.
Because
Sacred Heart's a lot closer to Emmanuel than St Michael's is.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all in the same vicinity as opposed to the eastern suburbs teams. I guess Westminster's sort of southwest as well.
Speaking of being in the same vicinity, we are going to be speaking to Dante Vicinity from Port Adelaide. looking forward to speaking to Dante Vicinity from Port Adelaide. Ryan Kiddo from Adelaide United. Now, we should give you a sports update early, because for those of you who can't make to your phones to watch the football with the Premier League, there's a big game happening at the moment. So to talk about the ramifications of this game, currently as the Premier League table sits, we see Arsenal sitting on top with 86 points. Sitting underneath Arsenal is Man City, who currently are leading Tottenham 1-0. So that means if that result stays, the live ladder will see Man City at the conclusion of the 37th game be 2 points clear. Guess who scored the goal for Man City?
No, who?
Your man, Erling.
Foden va essayer de récupérer ce ballon. Il y parvient devant Romero. Phil Foden qui emmène, qui accélère. Il déborde Foden, le centre à Land qui a dévié. L'arrivée de Bernardo Silva, c'est pas terminé pour Manchester City. De Bruyne devant le but à Land. City a trouvé son chemin. C'est le chemin de la gloire. C'est le chemin.
So just remind me again, where was that played? Was that played in London?
Yeah, yep.
So what's with the commentary?
Well, it's the only one we could find. Okay. I like it though.
Yeah, I was just...
The French commentary is good.
But you know how when the commentary is happening, you are building a picture in your mind's eye about where the ball is and what's going on.
Yeah.
So I really struggled with that.
Well, some of us are fluent in French, so I could understand everything that was going on.
Mon trivia, mon ami.
Oh, oui, oui, poo-poo. We are here thanks to Tyre Power. Their Mega May sale is now on. So this has been an interesting build-up in regards to the match picks. I don't know if you've been following a bit of the by-play because we've been on Ange all season.
Yes.
So it would be wonderful for Tottenham to win the game.
Well, because they're still in, they've got a slim chance of making the Champions League if they were to win.
At the moment, they're sitting in fifth position, but a win would have really helped their chances to move into fourth above Aston Villa. But the problem is, if Tottenham win the game, Arsenal will more than likely finish top of the Premier League. Now, they hate each other, Arsenal and Tottenham. The North London Derby, they don't like one another. So this is actually what we heard yesterday afternoon. Tom Barclay talking about the Spurs fans actually not wanting their team to win today.
Barometer of the Spurs fan base overall. Obviously, everyone has their own sort of perspective, but it does seem to be quite a widely held opinion amongst the Spurs fan base that they don't want, like I said, they don't want their team to win this game. And for the outsider, which you know, I sort of consider myself to be, it sort of takes a while to get your head around. But yeah, I mean, look, honestly, for Ange Postecoglou, if he is the manager that does that, I do think it will be a tag that will be with him until perhaps he wins his own trophy at Tottenham. I mean, we'll have to see how it plays out, really. And the way Tottenham are playing, you know, Burnley included, it wasn't like they were that great. And the way Man City are playing, despite City's terrible record at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I still can't see anything but a City win, no matter what Tottenham do. But it does make for an absolutely intriguing subplot.
It makes me think, Bix, if you were in a position where Adelaide and Port Adelaide were in contention for winnable games and Adelaide needed a result to fall their way to make finals. If you're a Port Adelaide person, I mean, are you hoping that Port Adelaide lose so Adelaide don't make finals?
Yeah, it's an interesting conundrum, isn't it? You probably, that really challenges you. It's one of those would you rathers, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what I'd do. I think I still want my team to win. And whatever happens, happens with the other results. But you back your own team in, don't you? What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I think that it's so challenging when it comes to Premier League because it's as simple as you finish top and you win. Here we're so used to a final system where you almost have to you have to be the last team standing at the end, but this is just bank as many wins as possible. So we'll keep you up to date. They're in the 83rd minute at the moment, and Man City is still leading 1-0.
Just a text coming in from Dave, just following on from yesterday, a lot of controversy around Jeremy Cameron, and it says, so if a player is removed from the ground, they have to stay off for 20 minutes to undertake an HIA. But now the VFL have ticked off that an HIA can take place on the ground and save the player spending 20 minutes off the field. That was from Dave. Now, I think there's been some of the language that's been used hasn't quite been right. So they said, oh, we did a quick test on the field. So the quick test on the field is to make sure they've got their wherewithals. And if they're convinced that the player is in good shape, then they don't even, the HIA is actually doing a test, actually sitting down and doing a test. And so that's why you have to go off the ground to do that. So they're not doing that on the ground. They're doing a very quick assessment to see whether they need an HIA, and that's probably been described wrongly. So you would have thought with the size of that knock of the head that the HIA would have had to have been done, which meant Cameron should have gone off and spent the rest of the night off.
Our text line is 0427 154 166. Thanks to you, Park. Park local with you, Park. And if you wanted to send us a text today, you'll go in the running to win tickets to the Beer and Barbecue Festival. It is back. Grab your tickets now. As we mentioned, Dante Vicentini joining us today. Ryan Kiddo, captain of Adelaide United, will go through comprehensively the standouts of the fixture update too for both an Adelaide and Port Adelaide point of view. And we'd love your calls. 1-300-736-736. We are going for a top of 22 degrees today. Do not forget, we mentioned this yesterday, which is absolutely wonderful. You can join Samri's Bright Walk, supporting life-saving medical research. More details on that across the morning on SEN.
It's mayhem at Chemist Warehouse. Get half price off your favourite vitamin brands. Sale ends 29.05.
AFL Nation, the Suns take on the Cats tomorrow night on SEN with Jared Waitley, Matty Hill and Dermot Brereton.
Invernal Bank, it's closed at the bottom of the freeway crossroad between Fullerton Road and Glen Osborne Road after a serious truck smash there. Apart from that, roadworks today, St Vincent Street, Port Adelaide, Dyson Road, Christie's Beach, Wakefield Road, Globe, Derby Park and Russell Street at Belair as well. Match your electricity use with renewables for just an extra $1 a week when you add NG Green Power. Search NG to learn more about Green Power today. And SEN Sync is here. Sync SEN's AFL call with your TV with the SEN app.
There are oh so many reasons to visit your local Toyota dealer. Oh, what a feeling. Toyota.
Breakfast with Bix and Walshy. Proudly sponsored by Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. New Gentriton has landed with Australia's only 10-year warranty. Test drive at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. Visit AustralianMotorsMitsubishi.com.au.
As a tradie, time is money. And at Revolution by Design, they understand the importance of timely deliveries. Simply order your roofing materials by 4:30pm and get it delivered on-site next business day. Visit revbydesign.com.au or their Regency Park showroom today. Revolution by Design, home of the iconic Maxline profile. Rev 5, True Oak and Victory Home Improvements patio, veranda and carport range. For all your commercial and residential roofing needs, in spec, on time, every time. Visit revbydesign.com.au.
Beer and Barbecue Fest is back this July.
Assemble the team and fire up.
Catch ARC with members of Powderfinger, Spiderbait, UMI and Jet, Adelaide Heroes, Bad Dreams and heaps more on four stages.
This is awesome. There'll be thousands of beers, low and slow pit masters and fire cooking from all over the world.
Tattoos, axe throwing, live wrestling, pie eating contest and the iconic Beer Pod Wet T-Shirt Championship.
Grab your tickets now from beerbarbecuefest.com.au.
Imagine you've arrived at the 4.5-star luxury hotel Grand Chancellor Adelaide to free car parking. You visit the bar with your free food and beverage voucher to enjoy happy hour and live music. After a short stroll to the Oval to watch your team win, it's back to the hotel for hot pizza delivered to your room by 24-hour room service. Then wake to a full buffet breakfast with late checkout. Hotel Grand Chancellor Adelaide, putting you in the heart of it all. Book direct at hotelgrandchancelloradelaide.com.au.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland, open till midnight 7 days a week at 3 locations across Adelaide, including the new Modbury store, or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
Mitsubishi has Australia's first and only 10-year warranty and 10 years capped price servicing. So enjoy a decade of driving confidence and experience worry-free motoring at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. Whether you're looking for a service or to buy a new or demo vehicle, the experienced sales and service staff at Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi are here to help. So experience the difference at your two clear standouts, Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. For more details or to book your next service, Australian Motors Mitsubishi.
Right from the very first bounce, this lineup has aced it today. They've been kicking with pinpoint accuracy.
When your business needs something delivered, don't risk it. Ace it. Darren and the team at Ace It Transport Solutions has a fleet of over 220 vehicles delivering South Australia wide. Any size parcel, any pallet, any destination. Ace It Transport Solutions will handle your delivery safely. Book online in three simple steps. aceittransport.au. Don't just send it. Ace it.
Do you feel it? The confidence. The reassurance. Building a new home. And the process is clear the whole time. It leaves you free to explore every possibility, free to enjoy every moment, every memory. Because at every stage, your builder is there, offering peace of mind. That's the GJ way. GJ Gardner Homes. Feel the joy building.
Breakfast with Bix and Walshy, proudly sponsored by Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi. Need a service? Wavell and Southern Mitsubishi service all makes and models. Book today. Visit AustralianMotorsMitsubishi.com.au.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Mega May sale is now on with 25% off on Falcon Wild Peak all-terrain tyres.
it's got to be a GJ Gardner home.
Quarter past six on SENSA Breakfast. Good morning to you. Together, you've helped us fearlessly fight the beast that is MND. As you know, the fight isn't over. This Big Freeze 10, don't say, do. Support those living with MND by buying a beanie at Coles, Bunnings, selected Coles Express stores, or fightmnd.org.au. It was in my local Coles the other day. Bix, the beanies are everywhere, so get them before they sell out. We are in Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA, and thank you to Kubota for always taking care of us here. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments. As on this Wednesday morning, we find out what is happening in the world of sport. Mark Bickley.
Okay, let's start with some AFL. The Collingwood fan who grabbed West Coast Harvey Johnston has been handed a 12-month ban by the AFL with 6 months suspended. The fan said he was left a broken man as a result of his actions and has expressed remorse since copping the ban. Pending cooperation, the fan will be able to purchase a club membership and attend matches in 2025. Now, I said this yesterday. This, to me, looks like the AFL smashing a walnut with a sledgehammer. Just chat to the guy. It was an amicable encounter. There was Harvey didn't take any offence to it, and they just say, use it as an example to everyone. Here's an example where a fan touched a player. This is not ideal. It turned out okay this time. Get the guy on TV. Be remorseful. Give him a suspended sentence. But just don't know whether we want to be driving people away from our game.
Let's talk about it a little bit later on, because I think I disagree with you. Mm. So you've got to build yourself up for that.
Okay, well, that's all right. We disagree at times.
Yeah, we'll break it down a little bit further later on. What else you got?
Okay, I've got a really sad story next. Western Bulldogs youngster Aiden O'Driscoll has been forced to retire on medical advice after suffering a significant head injury during a pre-season session in January. Now, O'Driscoll will retire just 6 months after being drafted by the Bulldogs, having not played a single AFL game. So in January, he suffered a head knock at training and hasn't been able to recover. And now, just 6 months after being picked number 55 in the AFL draft and realising a dream to be on an AFL list, he is now no longer able or given advice to be, you know, not to play any contact sport for the rest of his life.
That's horrible, isn't it?
He's the third AFL player to retire due to concussions this year, following Melbourne's Angus Brayshaw and Collingwood's Nathan Murphy.
You can't fathom that, but as we said,
18 years of age.
Every time we mention it, we spoke about Brayshaw, spoke about Murphy, we're talking about this one. We're not going to be saying it less, we're going to be saying it more.
No, it's the greatest challenge the game has right now. I'm keen to find out a little bit more. Does he have a history of head knocks leading into, you know, as a young player, or is this the first concussion he's had? Because if this is the first concussion, that should send a shockwave through every footballer that you are one training incident away from having your career ended. It's pretty remarkable.
Just to let you know, as we say thank you to Tyre Power, selected Falcon Wild Peak tyres at 25% off in the Premier League. Man City have scored again, so they are now leading Tottenham 2-0. Your man, Erling Haaland, has converted a penalty.
Oh, he's got a brace.
So, 2-0. Let's hear the French commentary one more time.
Foden va essayer de récupérer ce ballon. Il y parvient devant Romero. Phil Foden qui emmène, qui accélère. Il déborde Foden, le centre, Haaland qui a dévié. L'arrivée de Bernardo Silva, c'est pas terminé pour Manchester City. De Bruyne devant le but, Haaland. City a trouvé son chemin. C'est le chemin de la gloire. C'est le chemin.
If you're an Arsenal fan, please get in touch. Let us know how you're feeling on the U-Park text line 0427154166. Thanks to GJ Gardner Homes, rated number one by those who matter most, the families they build for.